Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast episode 44.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All the fours. Get on all fours. Speaking of which, I'm joined by Munt Smut.
Hey guys, it's Munt.
Are you on all fours?
Not yet. I don't know. I'm not going to stick with that.
He's lying.
Not but literally. For visual people,
viewers.
Yeah. That's
what we're getting. Episode 44. For visual people. My granddad. Speaking of which, it's Tom Looney.
Looney.
And over to my left, I have the Rhino.
Why aren't you guys clapping?
I was sort of taking
the back.
I'm just excited to see what you do.
Rhino.
Oh, didn't like that.
That's a lot. Yeah,
sorry, Ethan. And everyone else.
Well, now you've given away who the producers
and the viewers and the listeners.
Well, that's considerate. And behind the desk, we have Ethan James.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while. To go for a catchphrase for the paedophilic owl.
Yep.
Your child's how old? Well, I don't give two hoots.
That's really good. I'm going to use that on the streets.
Yeah.
At least they'll think I'm funny.
I don't know if they will. A time and a place, you know.
What would the time
and
place be?
He might be a paedophile.
He's a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It softens the blow.
Oh.
I think he's already quite soft.
No, hard with me.
With it.
Oh, no.
No.
Cocky paedophile. Nah, they enjoy it.
I do it for them more than me.
Sexual education, this. Ryan.
Yes.
I don't care what you've been up to.
Okay.
Tom. Don't care. Max. Boring. I'm going to start this week because I've done something interesting for once. Lo and behold, the story begins at the end of last week's podcast. Mm. I turned my phone on because it was on airplane mode and a barrage of messages come in.
Lucky.
One's from Barney Whitehall. Who's he, I hear you ask? He's Jack Whitehall's brother. You should know this, Ryan.
Oh.
Anyway, he said, we can film tomorrow at 10 a.m. I was like, it's 9 p.m. now. Mm. And I'm tired, don't want to do that.
Mm.
And then Ethan says, go on, you should do it. Be great for the podcast. Well, you're about to eat your fucking words, pal. Mind the bleep.
Did you have to prep stuff? Were you ready?
Yeah, well, so a few weeks ago he'd messaged, Jack had, saying, you'll never guess who I've got for the Brits. And I guessed either Ty Jones, the Ed Sheeran lookalike, or Danny Marlin from Rate My Takeaway. Well,
wonderful,
formerly of Rate My Takeaway.
Danny vs. Food.
Yeah. And he says, Danny Marlin. I was like, oh, that's funny. That'd be great. And he said, he's going to be there sort of around the celebs and the tables, just reviewing the meal. And then he said, we could film something where you sort of pitch a bunch of inappropriate jokes to me.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, I'm up for that. And then I got a call the next day from his publicist, who was like, yeah, so do you know what? Do you know what the idea is? I was like, yeah. He said, do you know what it's for? I was like, no. He's like, okay, well, basically everything has to go by the Brits and they have to approve it. So I was thinking, so the inappropriate jokes that aren't appropriate have to be appropriate
enough
for the
right,
Brits.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just going to write whatever. I sort of didn't do much because I thought when I'm told when it'll be, I'll just sort of go for it then and start to really write down jokes. But it happened to be, 13 hours before we had to film. So panic set in and I was just scribbling down any old shit. But we...
Funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we turned up and I still didn't know what it was for. Mm. We were at the Lowry Hotel. which is a big fancy place, and it's me and Ormrod, and meet Jack's PA because he's doing well for himself, and she takes me up to the hotel room, and I think, oh, this is how it all starts. And then she's saying, do you know any good coffee shops? And I thought, that's not really what I expected. But it was this really swanky room. And then she opens up the door through to another room, and that's where Jack is. Right. He's got the biggest hotel room I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, living room, massive TV, massive couch, dressing room. Wow. Complimentary chocolates, which he hadn't touched. And I was thinking, how does someone have the restraint not to touch that?
If Dare I
was
in there, what brand?
No. Look at this guy. And I'd be going...
I don't know what chockies he's rocking.
It didn't have a brand. It was sort of like a Manchester Bee in the shape of chocolate.
Right. Oh.
You had white chocolate, dark chocolate.
Your favourite. Some cheap Audi shit. That's cool, though.
But no, I was thinking, if I was in that room, I would have had to call Zoe to put it in the safe and make a code. We go in and I show him the jokes again. I say, just cross out anything that you think shit. The pen doesn't touch the paper, mate. I don't think he can be bothered. So we film his side first, and it was just Ormrod because they messaged saying, oh yeah, you'll film. Can you film it? And I was thinking, I thought this was for his stuff, so I still didn't know what was going on. So we did it, filmed his side, filmed my side, then filmed a little bit where I was pretending to jump off a bridge. Should watch the video. Fucking hell.
I've seen clips.
Everyone else has. So then, as we're leaving, I message his brother saying, do you want me to send it so you guys can edit it? Or are we editing it? He said, oh, it's for you. And I was like, oh, right. And then Omar said, when I was outside, he was going, oh, yeah, it's for, like, put it on YouTube or whatever. So I was like, oh, I didn't realise we were doing that. So I was a little bit worried because we'd just done one take of each. And I thought, this is just going to be a TikTok or an Instagram thing. So I hadn't really made a
sketch. So then you had to book the same room to film your son.
$3,000! For the Prince weekend? Are you kidding me?
Yes, I've eaten the chocolates already.
When we get in there, Ormrod's like, so what are you in Manchester for? I was like, oh, shut up. Shut up, small talk.
Oh, no.
The video ends with you just throwing James at the bridge.
Are you here for the new Science and Industry exhibition? So, I got a taste of the high life because it's, you know, the swanky room. Yeah. He's hosting the Brits. But he was in a Zoom call before. Well, I got in a Zoom call. Then he leaves his hotel before me and Ormrod do. Mm. I'm thinking, that's brave, because we're just in there. Obviously, we packed the stuff and left. But, you know, one guy doesn't know, and one guy barely knows. Just could have tried on his suit for the Brits.
Yeah.
Could have done a poo in his toilet. I did do a wee in the toilet, and I felt bad. It stank.
How was the toilet?
Good.
Yeah. Good. I just want to know what the room's like. Yeah, like, what's the flush like in a swanky toilet?
Yeah, big bed, massive
like a walk-in
bed.
Shower.
walk-in toilet.
Did a 5K in there, yeah. Then we get back, and Ormrod's going through the edit. And he says to me, yeah, it's looking really good. And I was thinking, oh, I just didn't think it would, because it was one shot where he was talking and one shot where I was talking. We didn't repeat the same things properly, so we couldn't use some cuts. So it's on me for ages when he's talking. I'm like, oh, it would have been good to be able to cut to him when he's talking, but obviously we didn't have the footage. But yeah, we got away with it, and it came out well. When I was watching the Brits, I was thinking, oh, he's probably gonna do one of the jokes. But any time they said anything risky, it was just censored.
Yeah,
I think at one point someone said their suit was from Prada, and that the word Prada got beeped.
Really?
Yeah, so that's not very fun. So I'm going to rule myself out of hosting the Brits because they don't let you have
that's
a good laugh.
Brave of you, man.
Yeah. But I was watching thinking, you have to be really sort of polished and nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing Jack the way I do, which is basically best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. Max, it's that sort of stuff where you're not...
Is that all you're thinking about?
He has been licking his lips a lot.
So dry.
I think he's got... I think if there was no rules, it'd be a lot more fun.
I think it was a little bit was because of everything that had happened the week before. They went a bit overkill with the bleeps.
Possibly, but I think it's more just, you know, very, very sponsored show, isn't it? You've got MasterCard and all that stuff.
Too much.
Speaking of which, when first thing he asked pretty much was, how's Max?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Did you tell him?
I said
he's not doing well, man.
I said two things. One you'll be happy with. One you'll be like, why are you saying that?
Oh, for can God's you guess sake. Him?
Weight loss journey?
Well, no. Let Max guess.
Maybe the fact that, you know, I work at the Frog and Bucket.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah,
spot on.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Well done.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep. It's either going to be like he's not doing well there, or he didn't hire Ryan, or...
Then he goes, who's...
The whole street scene
who's
in the
Ryan?
Shower.
Yeah, it's damn straight, man. Could it be the weight loss thing?
I said he's on Mounjaro. And you're probably thinking, why are you telling
me
that?
Yeah, that is, yeah.
But I did mention the manager of Frog and Bucket. He was like, I was there last night. I said, no, he told me. You can't do anything without me knowing.
You didn't even invite me here.
But yeah, I think it was the first thing he asked. Yeah.
It's really nice that he didn't need to do that at all, did he?
No.
Like, it's not. Like, he was on the Brits. It's not.
Whenever he's in Manchester up north, he does seem to.
Yeah.
Want to do stuff, which is very nice. And when I did the sitcom, no one's seen. when I wrote that 5 years ago, whatever it was, he read all six episodes and then was giving me ideas, and then he sent it out to production companies. Who hopefully they've gone bust. I pray they've gone bust. So he's helped out a lot when he really didn't have to. Now he knows about your Mounjaro, so he might be on it now. Trendsetter.
Well done, Jack.
That's it, yeah. Mm. Yeah, well done, mate.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Thank you, Jack.
It's actually a good story, that.
Compared to... I bet that feels shit, isn't it?
No,
I bet that feels fucking awful.
Compared to some of the stuff we hear on here.
Yeah, that's stuff that you say. better than some of the trope that I say, Ryan.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I couldn't help notice on the document what you'd been up to.
I haven't read your bit.
Work, clean.
Oh, I did do that, yeah.
Yeah, must feel a bit jealous. Jealous, Tom, you've got a job, mate. What have you been doing? Just wanking on the fucking sofa, mate.
Sofa?
On the sofa as well. Is he sat on the sofa wanking, or is he coming onto the sofa? Yeah.
Just sort of on his knees.
to the sofa.
the end of this podcast is going to be really difficult. I remember in lockdown, the gap in between the cushions on the sofa looked like a brown vagina.
Yes.
So you could be...
Yeah, you spotted that, didn't you, when you came out?
He's not stopped staring.
Spilling honey in between the gap.
Don't even like honey.
Why are you doing it then? That's purely for the fair play, man. So that was a real fun time. And we're in here on Friday. Ethan was laughing away. And I was like, oh, this is good. It's one of those where... Maybe when I had it with How to Be Stormed, I thought, it's come together nicely.
Yeah.
Better than I anticipated. And then I sort of thought, oh, I can't recreate that then. That was sort of a fluke. Annoying.
A lot of faces at the Brits. You're not come close to an invite?
No. My dad said, did you get any freebie tickets? He said, no. He said, what's the fucking point? What's the fucking point in all this shit, mate? You're embarrassing the family, embarrassing yourself, but on a posh voice. You're a fucking loser. Get a trade under your belt.
Even Drew McGraw went.
Yeah.
He bought his own tickets, though, didn't he? I don't know. No, actually, he was in the nosebleeds, wasn't he?
Joe, because he's Manchester Radio, so he'll be
music,
one of those.
He's interviewing people in the week.
Not to be bitter, and it will seem bitter because I'm bitter. But the people that do get invited, it's like Love Island and people like that. And you go, yeah, you're not music. I'm not music.
No.
But
you've made music.
Yeah. I suppose.
You write a nasty
hand job on the
lyric.
Open road.
Mm.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
God, you probably don't.
Wow,
spilling coffee everywhere. Should have been running.
Yeah,
rock and roll, mate.
Oh, is that the one where I just kept cutting to Ryan?
Well, it was one where we meant to make a song, but someone didn't get a coffee for me.
Yeah,
and then they forgot their instrument.
Yeah, so that was annoying. And then I had to go out and buy my own, and then I did.
Well, of course you did.
And then, and then I did that. I still wasn't allowed in.
the song needed whatever instrument you had to get.
That's funny, man. A nice little story.
Yeah. Mm. You were cocky with how you were holding the coffee as well.
Yeah.
That wasn't even my coffee you dropped. That was someone else's. So you had to go back.
And I got a lift off a stranger.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a stranger, mate.
No, it was a stranger. Though,
not after the journey.
Well, no, not after the journey.
Close friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Brits. It was, it would have been fun to go, but I think it's a lot of posing, isn't it? And
yeah.
I can't imagine it's actually that fun when you're there.
Like, no, a lot of award shows they say are long. What I did see was like the sort of behind the scenes of when Jack was starting, and it, like before you start those few seconds, I'd be shitting myself. Because you're in an arena for once, you've got the whole people there, and you've got millions of people at home. I don't think I could do that. It'd be brutal.
Oh, I bet you could, man.
No, I remember when I did the wheel for the side, and I was just shouting, "Welcome to the wheel," five times as the camera came down. Just kept saying it.
Is that a stroke? Is there any award show that you'd want to go to?
Joe, you know, years ago, they used to do the, I think Channel 4 had the Comedy Awards, and I thought, looks fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you've seen the, Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant do the acceptance speech, and they've got Asher Tyler, the producer or director, and they're making jokes about him and Stephen Hawking, saying he's normally the best one in the room. So that looked like a fun night.
Is that
night
the one where they
the
said, like, they saw an access ramp up to the stage, you know, like, we've definitely won?
Oh, yeah.
Because it will be that producers one, in a wheelchair.
Do you think that'd be more nervy, room full of comics?
No, because they're all insecure.
Yeah.
Unlike me. No, that'd be fun, I think. Because musicians, I imagine they'd be a bit snobby and artsy.
I saw a clip of him talking to Sean Ryder and...
Bez,
and it just getting through the conversation.
And they were bonkers. Yeah. But I guess they're the fun ones because they don't really care about coming across as you know, I've got a new album to plug. They were just self-deprecating, talking about they've been on a comeback tour for 30 years. I think they've got rid of it though. Comedy Awards.
I've not seen it.
R.I.P. to comedy, eh? What could have been?
You went so zoned out then.
Was I?
For all the visual people out there, Ryan's just shaking his head.
I felt like I was in that.
Yeah.
Mate, you were
in
there.
I always watch the Comedy Awards every year.
I think Jack Whitehall won it 3 years in a row, and I was thinking, I'd like to win that. And he's an awful person to compare yourself to, because from like 19 he was on TV doing stand-up. And I thought, I'll check where he was when he was 30. Second year of hosting the Brits. grim.
You know, if Channel 4's given up the Comedy Awards, we could just nick it. We could just start our own Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
If it's going.
Do you know what, Chortle do theirs, but Chortle, I've never thought they have a good enough talent.
we could do ours.
Which awards, sorry?
Is this like a White Noise podcast, or is this Max Smith's Comedy Awards?
This is the Channel 4 Comedy Awards that we've taken.
Right.
Right.
So who are we giving it to?
For what's the award, though, sorry?
Best Comedian.
Best Comedian of the year?
Of the year. 2025.
Okay.
What a good year.
2025.
Ramesh Ranganathan was on everything. Exactly,
yeah.
I don't think I ever laughed once.
Did Mock the Week return in 2025?
No.
Is that this year? No.
We'll do that next year.
Reece James is on that now as a permanent one.
Yeah.
But he did a joke a bit similar to mine, so I want to cancel
that.
Yeah.
Probably worst comedian for him.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's embarrassing that.
Ricky Gervais had a special, didn't he, that was like a...
Was it a special?
Was it the best?
No.
It was the most watched, or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
First choosing it.
Mrs. Yeah. Brown's Boys was the most watched.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Give it to them,
yeah.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah. Brown's Boys.
Could you name the man? Sorry, the creator,
man,
the star, Mrs. Brown.
Could you name Mrs. Brown.
Yeah, what's his name?
He's
receiving the award.
Oh, he's Irish,
and gentlemen.
So it's probably some Irish name. Ooh, Brendan. Is it Brendan? It's Brendan, isn't it?
Not far off. Yeah, go on.
Brendan O'Donnelly.
O'Donnelly. I think it's Carol.
Brendan Carroll.
I think there's a
Carol.
Carol.
No, it's Carol.
No, Carol.
Oh,
speaking of which, Ryan, how's your mum doing?
She loves Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Really?
Yeah.
She loves her own boys as well.
Incest. Do you reckon she misses her boys?
Sorry.
Maybe. Well, it's only me. My brother's still at home.
Does she miss you?
Yeah, of course.
We were getting on to... the big day in everyone's calendar, Ryan, Mother's Day.
Yep.
The
15th.
What could we give our mothers that would be something special?
No, it's 2 weeks away.
There's only one thing you could really give your Mother's Day on Mother's Day.
Give your Mother's Day on plate.
There's only one thing you could give your mother on Mother's Day.
Ryan, you said there was two and then you winked.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there's two things.
Yeah. Don't run with it.
A bloody good cameo from Daddy.
Just to be
clear. That's what you're...
Say your name on Cameo so people know. Because yeah. They'll search Daddy now.
Daddy, so you said Daddy AKA now because... me, the Rhino.
Do you know there's a person called the Rhino who's a wrestler and they're on Cameo?
Yeah, yeah. They're on Cameo.
Yeah.
Well, he might just be Rhino.
Okay.
I'm the Rhino.
Do you reckon he's had any requests to like talk about shagging his mum? Pour beans on his head? I hope so. Was do you gossy eye, mate.
Was it when you said paint yourself grey and hump stuff around your house?
Yeah.
That could have been for him.
That could have been for him. You're right.
He definitely wasn't.
He wasn't.
So this is kind of a call to action
now.
No
one brought me to be demeaned for £3.
You've decided you're going to lean into the incest stuff.
I never said that.
Where, no, he never said that.
Yeah, I never said that.
I think the viewers call him Daddy.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get my, yeah.
You want people to pay you for cameos for your mum?
Yeah, that's why I'm...
We get a little taste.
Yeah, of course.
I'll send one in. Ryan, could you get this one for my stepmum, please?
Yeah.
I think she's so sexy. Her name's Carol.
Well, this is...
£5 tip.
Okay. Hey, Carol, you sexy bitch. Don't worry. Daddy's here. Hope you have an amazing Valentine's Day. I hope your fanny doesn't get too wet.
It was Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
It's a Valentine's Day.
Let him play.
Sorry.
Ryan, could you do an example? Like, do a cameo message for your mum, please. Mm. We've got it. Don't worry. That's disgusting, that, Ryan. No amount of money should make you say that.
That's really put me off you a little bit.
Yeah, that's
only a little bit though. Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. I've got to get onto it. Sorry for blabbering on. How was your first week at the Frog and Bucket?
Interesting.
That's not what I've heard.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the job.
That's odd.
Yeah.
You seem pretty chipper about it, though.
Well, because I've got an interview coming up with Creatures Comedy Club.
Fuck off.
And
I... Fuck off. You're kidding.
I'm actually not.
You're kidding.
I was in touch with them yesterday.
You went off crying to a rival comedy club.
No.
The big boys do want to play with me.
No, I just said that I was looking for work and I applied to places that I really want to work first.
All right.
So I thought I'd go for Creatures.
West Creatures? Is it in...
Literally down the road.
It's in Northern Quarter as well.
Yeah.
It's on Oldham Street.
It's literally on the... It's near Mint Lounge.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I've not really, thought about it too much.
Yeah, I've had me, though. Yeah, a little bit, I think.
Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out.
Is it true that when he got rejected, he said, didn't want you anyway, you slag?
Yeah, he did.
Ryan?
Yeah.
And then he said, and you're not invited to the quiz either. And I was like, that's the first time I hear about a fucking quiz, mate.
That's awful, Ryan.
Shocking.
That's awful. Yeah. But at least you've moved on.
Yeah.
Onwards and...
Well, a few yards down the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like you're going door to door.
Hopefully things go well.
Sainsbury's didn't want me either. Places I really want and are nearby.
Bada Bing next.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you see who was there the other day?
Well, I've not seen
one of the guys from The Sopranos.
I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh, it's good.
Who was there?
He plays Christopher Moltisanti in the show.
Yeah.
One of the main characters.
Wow.
He was
in Manchester.
Apparently. Bada Bing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He's probably suing them.
Yeah, the picture did look happy. Creatures.
I'm sorry for
the tumultuous
week you've had, Ryan.
No, it's all right. Like I said, I'm not there.
This is why he doesn't like to put himself out there with the ladies, because of the rejection. You just caused that, yeah. Max.
Do you think Max could have done more for you? Be honest.
No, I think...
I could have. 100% I could have.
Yeah, you got me the trial shift.
Yeah.
I think.
You can lead a horse to water.
That's it.
But it can't drink if Ryan's the barman. And a chicky! Chicken from the chicken machine.
So, yeah, I've tried not to think about it too much. Just move on.
A lot of the customers complain that you can just hear someone say, "It's taken!" We're on the stage. Look, you're always welcome to do Beat the Frog.
Thank you.
And if you win that, you get £1,000.
Is it £1,000?
Like, not every day. Like, if you do...
Just a Monday.
Do the heats.
Yeah.
Wow. You get to the heats, you get £1,000.
How often is there a final?
Once a year.
Once a year. £1,000, once a year.
So it's not much for the record turnover at the Frog and Bucket. Remember that. I know comedy awards you learn much more. 1,001. Tom.
Yes.
Have you had a tumultuous week?
I don't think so, Stephen.
You haven't got my week and you've got nothing.
No, I went out.
I haven't got to your week yet.
Pardon?
We haven't got to your week
yet. No, but Tom, remember earlier when he was like, "Oh, I've read the document."
Yeah.
Working and cleaning.
I went for a big night out in Chorlton with the fam. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Started off in the Sedgel Inn, Wetherspoons, as always.
Was Papa out?
Papa was out.
Not this guy. This
guy. Daddy's
Daddy.
Here.
Daddy was out.
Yeah.
Did he have any moments?
To be honest, I really didn't speak to him all night.
Really?
Well, it was just... I don't know.
It's a bit weird.
Just maybe it's just the Cooney dynamic. There's just... It was mainly... My auntie was out, but other than that, it was just... all the fellas out, and I think people were just in twos having conversations, so I was just chatting with my cousin Adam.
Adam, most of the night.
Yeah,
I've met him.
Yeah, we're talking Iran, we're talking the BAFTAs. Yeah, just chatting.
Nothing wrong with that word. Cheers, Tom.
The fucking Wetherspoons.
Yeah. Well, we moved on. We went to the Royal Oak where they had some like clubland night on a Friday night.
Yeah.
They were handing out glow sticks.
I feel like I'd see a TikTok live of them like that. You scroll past and I keep seeing these weird pubs and bars.
Yeah, really strange. I'm just sat there just trying to chat to my auntie about how the cat's getting on. And
How's that pussy doing?
Yes,
no,
lads. Yeah? Player gonna play.
What are they playing?
What are you playing?
Right.
Thanks, man. So that was good. Bit of a sore head on Saturday. And then just about recovered in time for Sunday. First game in a few weeks, back at 11-a-side.
Max.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Have you been working and cleaning?
Working and cleaning. I love a good clean.
Yeah?
Doesn't show.
What have you been cleaning?
Are you kidding? What do you mean by that?
Gaslighting.
Is it the stains on my trousers?
Could be yeah, partly to do with the stains.
What were you cleaning, Max?
Other people's clothes.
Not even sure how to take that. The cellar at work.
So you were working and the cleaning was also working?
Yeah. I've just been working a lot, mate.
Busman's holiday when you get home and clean.
Yeah. That's it. That's
why. Do you have a cellar?
I don't have a cellar at home, though.
Would you like a cellar?
I don't think I would.
No.
Terrifying.
There was a house I lived in that had a cellar.
Yeah.
And it was outside as well.
Oh.
I was always worried that I'd walk in there one day and there'd be someone just sort of lurking. Because you flick on the light... And in the classic, movie trope way, that's when you see the person.
You come for rent again. You're paying a bean. A cellar in the garden.
Yeah, it was an old house.
Heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like a bomb shelter.
No, Ryan.
A cellar in the garden, Ryan.
Yeah. But cellar's underground, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, it wasn't in the garden above ground. It was below ground.
It was just a guy selling stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of uni houses, they always had, Ormrod had one. And it was probably the cleanest room in the house, to be fair, actually. His cellar.
Really?
Did you film in there?
Yeah. Oh, did we? We filmed in a cellar for our comedy project.
Yeah.
In one of the houses.
Cameron.
Yeah. That's where you accidentally filmed the ceiling for.
That is correct, yeah. And Josh had spent ages making all these pies and like food and that to make it, boost the scene up a bit.
Remember
but
that.
He still got it first because he apologised.
Oh, well done, man.
Well, I learned from my mistakes, didn't I?
No,
because I didn't look at the down the camera lens once.
That day, my job. Me and Tom were sat in the living room for a few hours before we were told we could walk to the uni building with Sydney.
Mm.
What a treat that is.
I remember writing about that in my sort of diary and just said, it was probably one of the most painful experiences dealing with Sydney.
Mm. At the day on the park where I sat for a few hours and then was allowed to walk to the spa and purchase an apple.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good that they used us like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't turn up to the church.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I wish I had the bottle to do it, but I just sort of do it in sulk.
And then my review was, this didn't really get started for you. I'm like, well, why'd you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I honestly, I always say about that. You look at who was hated and who was liked, and you know you want to be on the right side of history.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm.
Hated. You weren't actually that hated. You just sort of wore sunglasses my inside.
Man. Continuity. Yeah.
You got a new ear. Yeah,
I was very relieved when she took a disliking to you, because I was thinking, oh, it's me. I'm isolated here.
Yeah.
Because I've spoke up.
I didn't go to the first lesson, I don't think.
No, but so, I was the Nelson Mandela of the group, you know, well, fighting for the rights.
Well, I remember the voice as well.
And the face.
If I remember correctly, though, Max was kind of safe. He was floating in the middle. He was going by unnoticed, and he said continuity one too many times.
Well, it's such a shit thing to be in charge of, just continuity. Oh,
I have the schedule. I was done. I had the schedule done. Yeah. I didn't account for the idiot directing. Doing reshoots.
Yeah, whole day.
Steve, we need a new schedule. Great. I tuned out of this.
Paying 29 grand to do a schedule or continuity.
But yeah, I have the memory of you getting told off because you sat at the classroom with sunglasses on. And I think she said, take them off, and you said no. It was something like that. You refused to take them off.
Such a bad boy.
Did I have my bright yellow hoodie on as well?
No, this was more when you were cool, super nude. Yeah, nice. And then you weren't liked because you weren't there.
I was genuinely ill for the first few days.
I know, but someone said you'd gone out the night before.
Which...
I said that.
Yeah, I remember being annoyed at you for snitching.
That horrendous grass.
I am so sorry. I did not know I did that.
Gotta respect that.
That's terrible.
Like, I was genuinely ill for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I came in one day and I was like, I need to go home. I feel horrendous. I had like flu or something.
Yeah.
And I had my characters taken off me.
You got characters? I got one character. Well, was Silent Dwarf?
Well, I got one in each. I was.
Fucking Silent Dwarf.
Play to your
what
strength,
a fucking
eh?
Pedo. Yeah. Honestly.
Shouldn't have gone out then, should you?
Wonder why that dwarf was silent. Just a kid.
Not silent, silenced.
Five are poking up.
Silenced dwarf.
It was such a waste.
Yeah.
Because when you look at who was on our course, we could have made something great.
Yeah.
We have proved that since.
It's funny looking at the course because it's like, it was awful.
Yeah.
And if... Oh, you know, looking back at it on paper, I wouldn't do it again. But I am glad I did it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, that.
Yeah.
Because we're all here now.
Yeah.
I saw it getting knocked down yesterday.
The university?
Yeah, the old Delphi.
What do you mean? Oh, really?
Yeah, I walked past it.
How'd you out there, mate?
You handing out CVs again?
I've got my friend's Midsummer Murders DVD. But just Ryan steps in as he goes.
They were aiming for Ryan. Was it like a big wrecking ball?
Yeah. It's like half the building's gone and you can just see like the offices. You remember where all the...
asbestos was.
Which half's gone? Is it too late to return the DVD?
maybe.
I remember.
There's still one librarian just waiting. One of these days.
Half the library's left.
That was that library. I used to spend so much time there in the first few weeks because it was like, this is my safe place.
Yeah,
that's where we filmed Charlie Snort.
Yeah, that's where he did his running. The elf prank.
Yeah, that was good.
Is that where we had our study room all to ourselves, or was that somewhere else?
Ooh, no, I think
in
that
the
was
study room.
We just kept booking out study rooms. We got the study room all to ourselves. We were cool.
Don't remember this. So no,
you did so many things ironically. It's all you did at university was just ironically funny.
No, we just sat around.
No, we were doing stuff. We did work together a fair few times. So we did the radio project together. We started Locksmith and Cooney. We'd meet up for that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then we also did with Alex Boardman, you know, writing for TV thing. It's like a TV pilot plan.
I can't remember. Yeah. We did one where Tom McManus was the star and he was at a kids' camp thing for summer.
Ooh.
Was that basic? Because he did that.
It was just his life.
Jesus.
Based on true events.
Yeah,
totally. You were affected by any of the events.
Or the names have been changed.
I do wish
back
I did.
To his original one. Stripey Robson crossed out. Go on, sir.
I was going to say, I do wish I did the Wizard of Oz thing with you guys.
Oh, Ryan, you would have loved it.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been fun.
Fucking pedo, man.
Yeah. Actually, that was my character. Literally fucking pedo, man. God, we got away with some bad stuff.
But then, we linked up at the end, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sneaky link. That's what they say now, isn't it?
No, we could. We would have wanted you, but you're busy making a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. The Thirsty Boys.
The Thirsty Boys. Is it still on YouTube? Anything?
Possibly.
Could you get the unlisted stuff?
I don't actually know who runs that now.
I don't think anyone runs it. It's the bulldozer took it out yesterday.
I sold that.
It's like a Bitcoin. I can't believe I didn't keep up to it.
It's doing really well in the Hispanic countries.
Gordo.
El Thirsty Niños.
But weren't you meant to play for one of the episodes, Cards Against Humanity? And then one of the people in the group didn't.
Yeah,
do
they
that
weren't comfortable
it
with
offensive.
It.
Cards are for magic, not humanity.
So what did you do instead?
I think we did it. We still did it.
Buried him in a funeral video.
Ah, yes.
That's I like that. It's Dave's birthday on this weekend.
Yes. Saturday, Sunday.
And he's got an Airbnb for a couple of nights. And yep. Ryan said, and I quote, "He's going to dick down a Scouse baddie."
Yeah, that is something I would
Paddy
say.
Paddy the baddie?
Yeah.
When you say something you would say or something you did say?
I might have mentioned that. I can't remember if it was those exact words.
Is this to Liverpool? He's booked an Airbnb in Liverpool.
The Liverpool.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
In the Liverpool.
I thought he'd booked that for the pub crawl. So that's why I was really confused about when the pub crawl was.
No.
Because I thought he'd booked the Airbnb so when you'd gone out to do it, you could go somewhere afterwards.
So he's booked it for the days prior?
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he comes back Sunday.
I believe, yeah.
Wait, he's just going on his own?
No, I'm going to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the Friday and Saturday in Liverpool. I've only been there once or twice, maybe, but I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah. I think, yeah. Are you guys coming?
I can't. I've got plans already. Was there an invite for this?
Yeah.
You're in the group. I'll come on Saturday. Mm. Yeah. Because you've really made Friday sound rubbish, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You've done that on purpose, kept me away. We're going to get there late, mate, so you won't even be interested.
So originally, it was like between Liverpool and Newcastle, and for
Leeds.
Leeds is good.
Yeah. Mm.
Slough.
Slough's
it's not,
not
between
good.
Liverpool and Newcastle, mate.
Oh shit! Mm.
But for a birthday present from his parents, they booked him an Airbnb to stay in one of these cities, and I was like, "Oh, Newcastle, yeah, fair, makes sense to go up on the Friday. Liverpool's a bit of a strange one to go there." On
hey,
Friday,
bed yourself in.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just saying.
It's not my birthday. What I do question is they've booked some sort of Reds barbecue at 12 p.m. on the Saturday.
Mm.
that's a very early lunch.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have
there's
it.
Also one of those in Manchester.
And you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, there's loads of veggie stuff.
There's one in Manchester. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
There's two veggie options.
Yeah.
Well, Rod was running me through it.
There's quite a few veggie options.
He said it's a very, very meaty place.
Yeah,
it's
a barbecue joint. I'm fully aware, but it's Dave's birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have a clue, do you?
Think he'll find himself watching a threesome again?
I hope not. Really?
You,
hope not.
Khaled, Ormrod.
Yeah.
And he's just yanking it in the hallway.
The hallway.
I don't think he was doing it in the same room as them. I think they'd shut the door. I'm not going to finish if he's here.
Just a little eye at the keyhole.
Move to your left. I can hear him breathing.
I'm not going to finish him easy.
We are having a foursome, aren't we? We are at it. Anything else with the kitchen master, man?
Stay hydrated, guys.
Having a good time. Let me know if I can sniff the sheets. Nah, you're all right. Poor Dave.
Yes, I guess I'll just be wingman in Khaled and Dave.
Why? Why would you be wingmanning?
Rhino.
So again, you've confused me slightly.
Yeah, no, this is just terrible, terrible chat.
So how is that a good wingman if you're like... you're right, love?
I was just making a little joke.
Right. Oh, sorry.
So the joke is that you're going to wingman.
The joke is I'll be the wingman.
Right, yeah. And we've got a single friend here called Max.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
We could improvise how you're a wingman for Max.
Okay. Are you
at
two ladies?
Club? Yeah. Are these the two lovely women?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah? Let's say that to them.
I'm not saying it to them, I'm saying it to you.
Yeah, yes,
it's your mate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to introduce you.
Look at me
you
when
now.
You speak about me, please. I'm in the room.
Okay.
Bit rude. Fucking hell.
Max, this is Phoebe.
No, it's not.
Phoebe. Well, yeah. Well, I've just been chatting to you.
You need to chat to us. Yeah. You haven't had any chat with us.
Yeah. ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Oh. You like men with beards, don't you? You said it earlier.
Is it a psychic, you shit?
This is my mate, Max.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not feeling this one at all, mate.
Well, you shouldn't.
No, you won't be. You grubby.
Are you kidding? You'd be lucky to have this, mate. You'd be lucky. Yeah.
They should have you in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
As a punishment.
More like Guantanamo Lay.
Hump this and you're free.
How do you say that? Guantanamo Lay. There you go.
Rather the electric chair.
Sorry?
I'd rather the electric chair than you.
Are you kidding?
No.
What'd your last meal be? This snack?
Snack? It's a full meal and then some.
Free course dinner, mate. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, see, this is
going. Enjoying my plum pie, mate. What are you doing? You having an attack?
Can you get rid of your weird rage?
Max is a manager.
Managing what?
Well, not this guy.
As I'm getting.
So he did a trial shift where I work.
Boring.
That is boring.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Boring chat, that.
It's not.
I wouldn't want to hear about that.
That is really boring.
Coming from you, mate. That is bad. Fine. What do you ladies want to talk about? I'll talk about anything. I've got some great topics.
He has. He's got great topics.
Oh, go on. And I'm not talking about the chocolate bars.
Bet you are.
Honestly, I'm not happy with this. You've got...
How long are you in the city for?
Well, it's Friday, isn't it? Friday night. So we're leaving on Sunday. So I've got an Airbnb if you guys want to come back.
God, that was drivel, wasn't it?
You asked me a question, bruv.
If I was a grape, I'd be a raisin after that.
What do you want me to say? 3 days.
Summon. Say something. You said talking about your charisma and your shit. You got none. Do you leave that in Manchester?
Do I get what in Manchester?
Did you leave your charisma in Manchester?
Well, why don't you come back with me and I'll show you?
No, Manchester. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sounds like a trap.
My mate Max owns his own puppets.
You say you're mates. I don't see any friendliness between you.
Yeah, we are good mates. We're just wingmaning at the moment.
So, would you declare that you're wingman?
Excuse me?
you're just after our bodies.
That's not your bloody personality you were looking for, is it?
What do you want? Our bodies.
Not me. Well, I don't know, mate. Not yours.
Mate.
Sorry, not to be rude, but
you are rude.
I'm not. I'm not. I feel kind of bad for saying this, but he's picked a bad bunch of people for us to talk to.
Like, have you seen a mirror?
I've seen a few in my time.
Horrible man.
Right, mate, this is not good, is it? You've done nothing for me.
I can only apologise.
That's a really horrible wingman.
Yeah,
apologising in
mate.
Front of the women. That's disgraceful, Ryan.
And I'm going home alone and horny.
Yeah. Well, you're not going home alone.
Oh, hello. Take off with the
ultimate wingman.
I'd just leave Khaled to it.
Yeah,
really.
He doesn't need your help.
I don't think you should. Not that you need help with this. Don't speak. Bit of news. Bit of news. Jim Carrey. What's going on there? Is he real?
He's been replaced.
Yeah.
Is it the Avril Lavigne thing again?
Well, didn't she supposedly die in a car crash? Was that the theory?
I think so.
And she was replaced.
Wow.
He's
valuable.
He's had plastic surgery. Is that right? He looks different.
Why would he have plastic surgery?
I don't know.
See, there was a side by side thing, and it was he's on a carpeted event. It's quite dark. That's the one. But then the other one, it was obviously months later, and it's like bright sunlight, and he does look different. But it looks a bit. I don't know, his face looks a bit. I want to say puffy.
So.
Are you just gasping for air?
No. I think I know what you're talking about here, but
none of this has been a trick.
I've seen. I saw. I'm going to say this now,
he's
and I don't know if this is like
here,
a jokey page that I've seen.
He's got
a
green face now, hasn't he? But he's still the same person.
Wasn't someone dressing up as Jim Carrey? Like someone had like a. It was a face mask thing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, like a silicone face thing.
Why would they do that to collect an award?
Don't know.
I saw this.
I've heard similar.
Yeah,
Ryan.
But I don't believe that to be true.
So Jim Carrey's PR team has come out and said no, it was him at the carpet.
Right. Okay.
Then maybe they would say that if he had.
Died.
To be fair, if somebody was to get somebody else to dress up as him, Jim Carrey's the person that would do that.
Is he such a threat to society that they have to clone him?
Mm.
I don't think so.
I never understand what it's all for. Like, I understand the theory of like someone's like young, and maybe they're worth a lot of money, and there's a lot more money to make out of them yet, like an Avril Lavigne. But to clone Jim Carrey at this point,
you got Sonic.
Although when
4.
Someone dies, they still make a lot of money.
They do. I mean,
like Michael Jackson, Elvis. Although these are the anomalies.
He's not in a lot apart from the Sonic franchise at the moment. I don't know what else he's in.
Yeah, bros fell off big time.
Yeah, I guess he has, yeah.
He had like a series on like Apple or something, one of those.
He doesn't need to work now.
No, he doesn't. When he was making $20 million a film, wasn't he?
Ridiculous. He was into the whole manifestation thing. He had a check. Yeah. Didn't he, in his coat, that said 20 million.
Yeah.
Then he got the job.
Yeah.
It's time for celebrity gossip.
Yep.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I'm going to up the stakes, Tom.
Okay.
I think this could be the last celebrity gossip if we don't get a hot scoop from you.
Oh, shit.
No pressure.
Yeah, we need something. And I've got a hell of a story for you. Paddy McGuinness and his ex-wife Christine are still struggling to sell $6.5 million mansion.
Well, in this economy, it's not a great time to sell. Unless, of course, you're part of a... Well, no, if you are part of a chain, then...
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Could be a good time to sell. People are looking to buy.
No, it's not a good time to... It's a good time...
Buy low, sell high, that's what they say.
Is it a good time to sell? I don't know, Steve.
Your house prices are high.
Yeah.
Maybe too high.
Depends where they're going. Are they still together?
It says ex-wife here.
Ex-wife, right.
You never know with those guys.
Obviously looking to... they're looking to probably purchase separate properties.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting every penny they can from the house.
This is it. If you want a quick sale, you've got to drop the price, Stephen.
I'm not going to drop the price for them. I don't think.
No,
I think that's.
Have you not even asked?
It's not my permission.
Like if you're going to keep it at its optimum value, expect to have to wait.
You laugh, you lose.
I think it's me this week, isn't it?
You know it's you. You've been calling Ormrod 4 times, apparently.
Oh, I'm not allowed to call Ormrod.
You shouldn't be calling Ormrod.
I would just go to him, mate.
Really?
Nah.
Well, the only other people I would have called are you guys.
Right. I'd maybe run it by Ethan. Yeah,
I have,
right.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you haven't run it by in your contact?
Scotch Egg, whoever that is. Still don't know.
What the character you're doing today?
That'd be quite good. I have a video clip.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of You Laugh, You Lose.
It's not an episode, it's a segment.
Segment of You Laugh, You Lose.
You laughed and you lost, pal.
I did, because a good friend of mine made me laugh. Well done, Stephen. I realise that I have 30 seconds here where I can just do whatever I want. Thank you. Love that. I thought the best thing is that I could use this time for is to advertise my Twitch channel. So I asked a lot of my viewers to...
What are both the names?
Mum and Dad. To send me what they think is my best clip. I've not seen it. I'm hoping it's a funny one. So I've got my clip here if you guys want to watch it with me.
I'd like to.
Pardon?
I'd like to.
Thank you.
Kind of have to, don't we?
Yeah. I'm stuck here.
So the sound isn't playing. Sorry, give me a second.
It's not started yet, has it?
I don't know.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh, felt that one.
Disgusting!
Allow it, fam. It wasn't me.
Well, it was fucking one of yours.
It's just me in here, isn't it? Me and my four viewers.
Disgusting!
Oh, fuck off. As if you haven't done it yourself, Mum. Dirty get. Anyway. Cheers, guys. That clip's now got 7 views overall.
I don't think you didn't need the mum stuff at all, did you?
No. Just... Do you know how close I was to doing that and accidentally muting the thing and farting? I used to just mute it and just do a quick one and then just unmute it again.
Ethan, I don't know if you were reffing that, but again, I might have gone.
I think you might have gone, Stephen. I think it falls back on you. Next week.
Just a pity laugh, so you're lucky there.
No, thank you.
Congrats, Max.
Thank you.
It feels like it's just going to alternate between me and other people each week.
Like badminton.
It's now time for Stephen Lies. Mm. Lied about laughing at Max's clip. Thank you.
My face.
Didn't laugh once. Didn't laugh once, mate.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Would you like to get us underway?
Please.
Chinese.
Oh, right. English.
Italian.
Thai.
Okay, and today's question is, what is your favourite cuisine?
Good British grub.
I do.
Yeah?
Meat and two veg.
We did a thing recently where we did our meal plan for the week.
Yeah.
You and who, sorry?
Pearl. it was me and Zoe. And we were going through it.
Pearl loves tapas.
Tap in my ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lucky. Yeah.
If I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me.
Dirty dog.
So we were going through it and I was just suggesting English foods, aka your salmon, mash and veg. Mm. Salmon being Scottish, so technically British. But no, I was also watching a video where we were speaking of they were speaking about no one hates a Sunday roast. I was thinking, yeah. When it comes to my favourite meals, I've always gone lasagna or fajitas. Mm. I haven't had fajitas for ages. But fish and chips
is good.
My is my sort of dream meal. That and lasagna, but I've sort of ruined lasagna myself. And love a Sunday roast.
Roast is possibly the goat of all time.
Then, really, I think roast's the most overrated dinner.
What?
Yeah, you're vegan though, aren't you?
Don't matter.
It does matter a little.
I made a nice roast in...
Very nice roast. Yeah. Quite a simple... I remember once saying my favourite thing would just be a nicely done toast.
When I'm trying to be healthy, I do simplify my food. And naturally, I will have more... probably more what you would consider English food, apart from the occasional, like, that's a bit of Asian, like chicken and rice or whatever, or fake chicken and rice with a sauce and a veg. But, yeah, so it goes a bit English when I'm trying to strip it down, strip all the fats down and the butter and everything that I'm using to be healthy. But then when I'm treating myself, I would never go for English. I don't know. I don't think Stephen would either.
But then I think,
either.
Though, here's the thing, though. You wouldn't treat yourself to it because it's what you eat generally.
I think there's elevated versions of everything, and I think you know,
of everything, really.
Yeah, I think within reason,
murder.
You can.
I think great points. With, I think there's
you stumped me there, mate.
And you even look at desserts.
Yeah,
apple crumble, yeah. Sticky toffee pudding.
There is a sort of a propaganda against English food.
Ryan, you famously suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, and you've selected Chinese food.
Yes. I've mentioned this a few times. The irritable bowel was nowhere near as bad since being veggie.
I know what your favourite cuisine is, by the way, and it's not that.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not that. I would bet £1,000.
I was between this and Greek.
What? Your favourite food's Thai.
It's, well, this is the thing. At the moment, I've been going for Mai Tai as my takeaway.
You've been doing that for years?
Yeah. But also, when I cook at home, it is all just... Yeah, and I've said Chinese, but to be honest, it could
it's
be
just any Asian food.
Any Asian food? Are you kidding?
You never
Chinese is kind of an umbrella
food.
Term.
That's I'm awful.
I have noodles and rice pretty much
for anything
every,
east of the
pretty
Gulf.
Much every day. I have noodles and rice pretty much every meal.
No, you don't.
Even breakfast, bro.
Honestly, I really...
Cornflakes and noodles.
How about murder?
Sometimes I'll have like fried mash or whatever, but usually it's always noodles and rice.
No, it's not. When I've called
it
you,
literally,
on
is.
Occasion, it's always noodles and rice.
Honestly, it really is.
Here's
it's
the
really
thing,
not.
Though.
When I've called you, you have mentioned our stir fry. I think that was the last thing you said. Before that, it was anything in the slow cooker you like. You don't do stir-fry noodles.
I've used the slow cooker like four times.
So we filmed around your house the other day, and your kitchen is a state, and I didn't see one rice or noodle.
Well, that's because I ate you.
Fuck off, Ryan.
Who was up there noodles?
But Thai food is your favourite because you've
Thai.
Been... You, whenever we speak about ordering, it's always Thai food.
Yeah.
I remember.
So either you're lying or you're racist.
When we did the calorie challenge... that doesn't help. when we did the calorie challenge and we came back... My guy was after Thai food.
Yeah.
I remember saying, I don't really like Thai food. Ever, ever.
Ryan, what you need to remember here, right, is if you've answered honestly, you're not
really
on trial
have.
For that, okay? Because I feel like you're starting to look very guilty, even though I think you've tried to answer this honestly.
But I have answered this honestly, because honestly, literally...
Oh, he said honestly now, sir.
But it could, I guess you
great
could
new
put,
character.
You know, many Asian cuisines there. And it was
give us some of the Chinese meals you have then.
I have satay every week, pad thai. So all I have noodles.
Pad thai,
with
the famous Chinese
satay
food.
Sauce.
The famous dish of Thailand. Yes.
The black bean sauce with noodles. Yeah. I buy these noodle pot things, and then I add like mushrooms or chicken or whatever to it.
Pot noodle.
No, not them. Green dragon.
These noodle pots.
If I was doing a what's your favourite cuisine with you, I'd write Thai, and I'd be like, I know it's Thai. With him, I don't know. I'll be honest. I would have guessed American for you. You do cook a lot of pasta, so it's a safe bet.
The reason I go for Mai Tai is because there's more veggie options there
you
than there is the
Mai
Chinese.
Thai.
So I'm saying...
It's everyone's.
The only Thai I get is Mai Tai, which is the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Don't be coming for Max's Thai.
Yeah.
I picked Thai because the best dish I've ever eaten in my life was from Thailand.
Ah. What was it?
Oh. Do you know what we did a tour around the bay area of Phuket where they filmed The Man with the Golden Gun the tour ended in a village that was in the sea, like it was raised up from the sea. There was like loads of huts and stuff, and they made this fish thing, like this big wok full of fish that they caught that day, and like literally they'd caught it like minutes before.
You don't need to overlie.
Oh, it was so good. It's the best thing I've ever had in my life.
And you, I didn't realize you were so into fish.
Yeah. How old were you when you went? You were
10.
Quite young.
10. I'm still chasing that high now. I sent you a picture of when
what
I went to Scotland.
What have you done to try and chase it?
Yeah.
And I had a big fish dish in Scotland, which I paid a lot of money for.
You had a big Scottish
and
fish.
And it was not as good as the Thailand one.
True. Famously, Max, at the end of a midweek shift at Lion Bar, took home 2 tandoori sea bass.
Very nice. So,
he is partial to a fish.
I would have put fish, but fish is not a cuisine. I don't know, right. Seafood or cuisine?
It's true. This is could a tricky one. No. This is a tricky one.
I need your votes, chaps. We've talked long
can
enough.
Can I just say, I feel like I'm on the chopping block here.
Yeah.
I think you are, yeah.
Should we go around and just share some thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think it's you, because Italian's quite a staple. Thai, I get, because you've been there, like you said, and also you have been a enjoyer of it. Not as much as this guy, though, who loves Thai food. Me with English, I don't know whether it's even because I've been watching my Rate My Takeaway videos where we've had 2 lots of fish and chips. It's in my head, but...
Your arguments are sound. Very sound.
For audio listeners.
I think it's Stephen. The reason being is that, your arguments are sound, but I just can't see that you put in English food as a whole, as a vented cuisine, with everything we've got, including our cottage pie and a lot of meaty, potatoey mush that we have. Yes, there are some good staples.
Yeah, but there's Italian foods that you won't like.
Absolutely, but I think I like quite a relatively large cross-section of certainly, well, all pasta.
Name me 3 Chinese dishes you have or you've had in the past 2 weeks.
And don't use anything with the word Thai in it.
I mean, literally just rice and noodle, like rice and sauce.
I think we can vote because I think I'm going to vote for Stephen, and I think that Stephen and Max are going to vote for Ryan.
I think Ryan's telling the truth. I think Ryan's
Chinese
saying
he
it.
Doesn't
no,
have
no, well,
Chinese.
That's the thing. I think Ryan's wrong, but he's also like I think he's trying to tell the truth and he got it wrong.
My man, telling me no.
So he's written the wrong answer.
So yeah, if I have rice, chicken, and veg for a lot of my meals, what
I think
is that?
Ryan likes nondescript Asian food.
He likes Thai food.
He does.
I love Thai food.
He loves Thai food.
And Vietnamese
food. About.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak about Chinese.
When did you go to Thailand on your tour?
No,
you didn't.
No.
What could be something
because
that
I remember
up,
him talking about Vietnamese food.
What could be something that sets up him?
I know.
I think the thing is, I think I've had this conversation with you, and I think it was something else.
I think you would put English out.
I would have thought Stephen liked Italian.
I would have thought you liked Italian.
It's I do, but I don't have pizza that often.
No, but within
but the
again,
last, the last
I need your answers, chaps. Yes.
Okay.
What's going on?
I'd see it as pizza being the cottage pie in a way.
Ryan,
cottage pie.
Like I'm not a big fan of pizza.
Well, let's vote.
I think you're about to be conned.
Answers, please.
Shit.
I'm going to... Oh,
you're trying to read a double bluff here.
We should start with Ryan, Stephen, then Tom, then Max,
okay.
I think.
I voted for Stephen.
Wrong again. Ryan.
Wrong.
It's all on Max.
I put Ryan.
So we have a 2-way tie of Ryan and Stephen.
Ethan, it comes down to you.
I don't know. I think a liar has avoided being caught. I think.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Congratulations.
Not so. Unless one of you need to commit to the other, it's up to you.
Well, I'm not going to swap votes.
I'm not going to swap.
Ethan,
obviously. It's between us two, you dickhead.
I'm not going to swap. I've made my bed.
I've made mine. I think that I could be caught out here.
In that case, the faker has escaped us if no one's willing to move. So you're just going to condemn yourselves to defeat as a group? Is that what we're going with?
Well, we find out who's done it because someone has won. Someone wins.
Yeah, well, that's if you want to go like that, that's fine.
Or what? We just don't find out.
We take this to our fucking grave.
You can swing and elect someone, or you can press through and the faker escapes. It's up to you.
Fine.
We don't get a victory often. Swap to me.
Yeah, okay. I'm swapping to Stephen then.
Madam Ryan.
I'm not.
You're
the faker.
You're scummy, you are.
I'm not.
You're
the faker.
A scummy.
Can I reveal my question?
Yeah.
What is your favourite cuisine?
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 Ethan!
What?
What's your favourite cuisine?
No, no. I had what's your favourite language?
Oh, you bastard.
Favourite country?
Language.
Language.
Also, apologies for being racist.
Right. Hey, never apologise for being racist, right?
You be you, man, yeah?
Come and have some English grub with me. Could we have an IMAX film review, please?
Okay. IMAX.
Hey, guys, I've got an IMAX for you, which is lucky because you just asked for one.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So lucky.
Stars have aligned.
I love it when things work out like that.
Ryan and his muscle fits up.
Yep. Yes, bruv. Pump pump it. I don't know if you know this about me. It's a bit of a secret. But I love movies. And when Stephen asked me the other week to make an IMAX.
No, I didn't ask you to. You were begging. Let's not put this on me. Bro, was at my front door. Whining his ass.
I'll give anything to do an IMAX.
Can you wash that, please?
No.
No.
Jinx, show me a Coke. So I've got an IMAX for a great
movie.
You've
got an IMAX, mate. is this the whole thing?
Loving this preamble, man.
I've got an IMAX about the great movie The Menu.
I'll watch that.
It's fresh.
Really good.
It's somewhat new.
3 years ago.
I've not seen it, so no spoilers,
no
please.
No spoilers, don't worry about that.
is this the one with Anya Taylor-Joy, is that...?
No idea.
Right.
I didn't look at the names. So I've got a thing I can read, if you want me to read it.
I
want to
go away from
is
this.
Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Desperate to watch this film.
When did you watch this film, sorry?
When Stephen asked me if I wanted to return to IMAX and review one of the hottest, freshest movies of the current year, I had to stop him right there. Stephen, I've already reviewed a movie.
Pardon?
I have already reviewed a movie. Say that three times.
Reviewed a movie. Reviewed a movie. Reviewed a movie. Oh, yeah, you got another third.
Tough, innit?
Say it once.
You didn't even try, did you? Lazy, mate, lazy.
We'll miss out on that content.
Movie, The Menu. My issue is that obviously streaming has killed the cinema industry.
I watched it in the cinema.
Hmm.
Right.
Are you still setting up the IMAX?
Oh, I can keep reading. Now, as streaming has continued to decimate and ravage our cinemas, I have not been able to watch this on the big screen, but through YouTube Shorts as I go to work on the tram.
Max, quick question. Do you think the stuff that you're streaming is taking cinema goers away from the cinema?
No, I think it's pushing them to the cinema, if anything, yeah.
I want to see this on the big screen. Go back.
Still, any movie is good with enough popcorn and hot cheesy nachos, which apparently are not allowed on public transport.
Silly.
But I just put the nacho cheese loose in my pockets. It keeps my coat warm in these winter months. Now, the issue is, obviously, watching a film through YouTube Shorts, you don't get the full experience.
Sometimes they do, like, part one of, 56.
Well, I don't actually know what clip goes where, as they aren't titled clip one or two.
Right.
Or even uploaded by the same person, usually.
That's annoying.
About 100 of the clips are repeats of the same scene, which threw me off a bit. Especially when I saw some woman ask for a burger for the 12th time. Isn't she full after the first 11 burgers, I thought, before I realised it may have been the same scene. Which is an issue. Also, the other issue is that there are other movies and shows called The Menu.
Sorry, you said you didn't know who the actress was, but you just referenced her.
So I don't know her name.
Right.
I know she's
movies,
in the film.
You just don't know who's in them.
At one point, I was 10 clips deep into a section of the film where they apparently leave the restaurant, turn Chinese and get jobs at a newspaper, when I realised I'd been watching a TV show of the same name. A shame, really, as I thought it'd be nice to see the food at a Chinese newspaper.
You'd love that. Wouldn't
probably you? A Chinese rice dish or noodles. That's nice. Bizarre. One other issue is that at the end of the clips, they would just repeat as well. I spent 3 minutes watching a man say, "The Hawthorne restaurant is," because I didn't load the whole clip and it replayed the same 3 seconds. Shocking. Adverts are also a problem. I had a few Raid Shadow Legend ads pop up and forced me to download and use the new hero, Willem Frostking, with the code MovieClipper366 almost 7 times. My tram commute is also loud, louder than a cinema. The looks I got when I waved a nacho cheese encrusted finger at a woman moaning about her husband were shocking. I'm watching clips here, did not gain the sympathy I thought it would. All in all, I was not happy with the movie. Sure, I may not have watched it the way the director envisioned me to, but surely they should know by now that clips are the way forward. Sort it out, Hollywood. I am not pleased. 7 out of 10.
Wow.
I don't even know what the film's about, to be honest with you. They've not mentioned a menu once in any of the clips I watched.
Do you put like a plastic lining in your pocket?
No, just... not really.
Right.
It just sort of hardens a bit.
Get out, Ryan. Oh. Go on, frig off.
Pathetic.
Get out. Sorry about Ryan's reception to your lovely review.
Do you know, I think I'm used to it, to be honest.
That's sad, isn't it?
He doesn't
sad,
really... Yeah. What?!
I don't dare we... hello there, how are we doing? Are we alright?
Are you alright?
I'm alright.
Yes.
I'm Gran, me.
Who are you?
You're Gran.
I'll get my name in a minute. But Keen Beans.
Oh, it's good to know who somebody is when they
your name's
walk into
Keen
a room.
Beans.
No, Beans. No.
Keen's Beans.
Bloody rascals.
Keen Beans. Where are you from, Keen Beans?
Mate, my name's Randy Mann.
Oh, hi, Randy.
Hi, yeah, Randy. You?
Is that with a double N?
Randy.
No, the surname's got a double N.
Yeah, the man.
What are you here for, Randy?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm here for. Les Quinry.
You're a beta male, aren't you?
I should have been nominated for the best newcomer at the Brits.
Really?
I bloody wasn't nominated.
No, I didn't see you there.
I won't even lie. I've not even heard of you, to be honest with you.
It's Randy Mann. I mean, you've got a name made for showbiz.
Yeah. Randy Newman. I've heard of that. Yeah.
You've not heard of me at all.
No.
Popular around Bristol, we.
We're not from Bristol.
Yeah, we're in
never been.
Oh, aye. But down the south, I'm very popular.
Yeah, I know you said, but we're not.
I know. Yeah. But you've heard of me.
No, but you said,
have you heard of any of us?
Well, not really, no.
What are you doing then, pal?
Well, the taxi driver told me to come down the local podcast.
Really. Oh, the local... We do local say that podcast. Outside the building.
Yeah.
Come and join our friendly local podcast.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And just, you know, as a sort of famous artist down Bristol way. Yeah.
Well, the taxi driver.
So just to clarify, you were in a taxi going nowhere specific. And then,
bit like you well, no, I said to him, I need to get up there, biggest podcast in the north.
And you got the taxi from Bristol?
And all those were busy?
No. I said, listen, driver, take me to Manchester's biggest podcast.
At what point in the journey did you say that?
Well, straight away, as soon as I got
So it wasn't
car.
An Uber, no?
No, it wasn't an Uber, it was just like a black cab.
A local.
You got a black cab?
Yeah, very expensive.
From Bristol?
I'm a celeb, aren't I?
Sorry, Randy, why didn't you go to London? Surely there's bigger podcasts there, you know, it's nearer as well.
The city scares me a bit too much.
Well, I guess...
Scared the accent right out of you.
The Brits were in Manchester, so that would have been nice for you.
Yeah, well...
did you go to the Brits?
Oh, I was at the Brits. I was outside.
What venue was it, sorry?
It was at the Co-op Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you doing outside?
Yeah, we're trying to get in.
You didn't buy tickets or...
Well,
you shouldn't
no.
have to buy tickets. He's Randy
well,
Mann,
this,
mate.
This was my thinking. And
yeah.
I thought, you know, and do you know what? I didn't even check if I was nominated or not. It wasn't until I turned up at the Co-op Arena and they were saying to me, no, Randy, no, you're not nominated for anything.
How old are you, Randy?
I'm around 42.
But they knew who you were.
They knew who I was.
After he'd said his name.
I assume you said, I've been nominated, surely, I'm Randy Mann.
Oh, yeah, Randy Mann, I keep calling you Newman, sorry.
Randy Mann?
What songs have you done that we'd know?
Oh, you must have heard some of my songs.
Name them.
Sing them.
We've got...
All in Good Times.
I've got, you know, Lost Your Pen. Teacher's Got Marking.
Lost your whiteboard.
It's weird because it's so, looking at what we have.
Well, it's like sort of like the school album.
The school album.
Yeah, I set an album
Who's
based
that hat?
All around the different stages of school. Primary thoughts, secondary thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farts?
Is that the tricky second
thoughts.
Album?
Thoughts.
Right, thoughts.
Yeah, the secondary album.
The secondary album.
Yeah, the secondary album was very difficult.
So is it sort of like Kanye's graduation?
Yeah, college school dropout.
This is like this is like primary school version
Yeah.
Primary school dropout.
So this is Randy Mann's primary school.
That's just the name of one of my albums,
Randy Mann's... How old are you? You're 40.
42.
42. Randy Mann's primary school.
And you're looking
I'm
at,
single.
You thought you'd get the newcomer award. And you've got multiple albums.
Yeah. Well, I thought... Well, yeah, but this is like... The latest album that I put out this year is hot shit.
Did it half right? Did it chart?
No, I didn't get any songs in the charts.
Right, I think the best newcomer is probably going to be...
I did round Bristol, wee.
You keep saying this, but you know we can't validate that because we're not from Bristol.
Oh, yeah, but you must have fans from Bristol. They all would have...
I'm shocked that you're massive in Bristol, but, yeah, irrelevant on the national, honestly, you know, scene.
It's crazy down there. I'm performing every night.
To how many people?
Sorry, it won't be an issue then if we ask you to perform now. Because you used to perform every night.
Of course.
Do you need anything from us? Acapella?
It's all right. I'll have to do an acapella because, obviously, you're not a drum and a guitar and an electric guitar.
Even if I was, who would play me?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I look at one of the songs from your album? I like track 10 here, The Sexy Year 3.
Right. You want me to do that one? Yeah. That didn't kick off so well, that one.
Kicked off badly.
Explains the herring glasses.
Right. How do I start this then?
With an apology? You can do any song you want. It's just that one. That one was... Well, do you know, capitalised for some reason.
Yeah, do you know, I'd rather not do that one.
What about Are You In Year 6 Yet? Sorry.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's one of my most popular ones.
Well, the second
yes!
one.
All right then.
Are you off to your secondary school? No, you're still in year 5. You're still in year 5. You got 2 more years till you start your secondary school. You're in year 5, dreaming. You're dreaming of year 6. You've only got 1 more sports day. Yeah,
you've got 2 if you're in year 5.
Yeah, if they've got 2 years left, unless you sing directly
Bristol
after
way.
Their sports day.
Fuck off!
we don't do school sports day year 6.
Yeah, you don't do music Bristol lessons way. Either, apparently.
Yeah, you don't know shit, son. Can I finish my song?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, can you start it?
Listening to shit.
Right, I'll do another one. Hit me with name one of my other songs.
Oh God, so many to choose from.
Yeah,
there are.
May I use the bathroom, miss? Not without supervision.
Okay. May I use my bathroom?
It's like the first one.
It does, yeah.
Really?
Exactly
well,
the same.
Really? I'm one of them artists where all the songs sort of sound the same.
Right.
Which is what you want in an artist.
It's not good for best newcomer. No, it's not.
It's
no,
really not good.
It's not.
Because you're not going to... Let's take Oasis, right? If they were to completely change their style, you'd just stop listening to them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they changed the music.
Can we hear Let Me Tell You Why I Love PE?
Okay.
Brackets changing.
PE, I want to stick my cock in you.
You idiot. That's the year 3 song. Do the PE one.
No. Actually, sometimes I repeat lyrics.
Go on, I love that song.
I forgot my plimsolls. I'm not gonna be able to do PE today, but that's okay, because I brought my sandals.
Nice. I'm just Googling you here, and it says in the Bristol Reporter that you've been working hard on a new rap album. Can I play, one of the tracks? Service?
Oh, of course.
A backing track, a new rap to it.
Oh, aye. Yeah, of course.
Track number 7 is called Dutty Freestyle, so I'll just get some...
And, do you know, I'm not so good live, I'll admit that.
But
you play live every day.
That's why I'm not good live, because I'm doing it all the time. I'm knackered.
Ready when you
sleep.
Are.
You practice makes perfect.
Okay. Yo. I'm in Bristol. Break it down. We're in the south now. Yo. Take the M6. I'm going up north, but we're not going north. We're in Bristol. I ain't no fall. We got Wales next door, and we got down below, we got Cornwall. If you keep going even further down, you get Torquay. Oh shit, I just did a line of my key. There's kids laughing behind me. Shut your little stupid mouths, I'll say to them. And I'll kick one in the head, and then I'll shag their mum too.
Get out.
A new album dropping next year.
Drop in the fucking bin, mate.
Oh.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, do you know what? It was different. We get some...
I feel responsible for letting him in.
No, we've had some awful people gain entry to this room.
We have.
Yeah. feel like such a fool. We should probably have Ryan's crying. I don't know where he is. Ryan!
Sorry.
What do you need two tops on for?
I don't know. Just like having a jumper.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't always go at you like that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Nitpicking.
I just love fashion, mate. I think
you love fashion?
Yeah.
What do you love about it?
Just wearing clothes, being in them, sort of looking good
in
clothes.
Same thing, really. It's kind of the same thing, really, isn't it?
You've not gone for an outrageous outfit this week.
Do I ever?
Yeah, when you show a little bit of your two-pack.
I've been constantly pulling it down today, just in case.
Oh, do it with your pants.
My keg. My pants, you don't want that.
I do.
You don't want that.
I do.
Do you?
We all want to say it. We've been saying, yeah.
We have been saying
it. You know, let's hang out sometime, yeah? We'll sort it out.
I'd like everyone to be here when I say it, just for security.
That's fair.
Ryan, can we have a Ryan's crying, please?
You sure can.
You've been in quite a chipper mood, so
yes.
Might be a struggle for you.
Mm. Yeah. All right, then. From the top, don't you hate fake friends who say they'll help you out, but then don't?
Ooh.
So I was in a sort of situation recently where I was sort of desperate for some, you know, help, bit of money.
Sorry,
yeah.
I believe this is to do with me. I said I'd give Ryan a fiver.
Yeah.
If you want.
Are you that desperate?
Yeah. Well, I could be.
So I apologise if that's what it's about.
That's good of you, mate.
It's not entirely to do with you, but I appreciate that though, mate. That is a really good,
right.
Sort of really good friends thing to do there.
Only £5 as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably need that for your pints at the pub quiz, yeah.
Yeah. Pub quiz.
Sorry, the thing you go to every week.
Every other week.
Sorry, I shouldn't know, should I?
Yeah. You shouldn't know. Well done.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when a manager makes you work and then you don't get paid for it? What am I, some sort of slave?
So you've gone big. You've gone big with the S word.
That's
I feel like that is the definition of a slave.
That is tight. Yeah, especially if you're begging for £5.
So a manager.
Yeah, a manager I worked with recently. Unfortunately,
a man in power.
Yes.
Give me more of them, please.
Make me work.
He sounds gross.
He sounds gross.
He was bloody awful.
Sounds like the Weinstein of the comedy club.
Yeah.
But then the weird thing is, we know what the weird thing is.
It's the gross use of Ryan's poor time and effort.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't be working hours and not getting paid for it.
I didn't see you work for a minute. I was in there, so you know, I God, yeah, that's rough, isn't it?
Have you got the book you just passed?
The book.
Yeah.
Carry on, Ryan.
Yeah. When managers turn out to be massive knobheads.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Do you know,
it's a whole group of people you've just sort of besmirched there.
Yeah, yeah. Ruben Amorim. Yeah.
Well, this is all about like a specific manager that I've been working with recently.
Oh right. This is personal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is
have you got
personal,
names that you can name?
Let me
don't give them the clout.
If I'm like working at the cube right now, I'm sweating buckets, bro.
Why are you sweating the cube?
It's hot in there, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, yeah, because I went to a sort of local comedy club.
Yeah.
And
Creatures.
You know, I thought,
Creatures comedy?
No, not Creatures.
If it's not them, not I creatures. Don't know any others.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hot Water.
Brog and Funk.
No, that's not a...
That's in Liverpool, numbnuts.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to Liverpool, aren't you?
Someone's in Hot Water.
Yeah.
But yeah, just recently, I working in a comedy club.
Sorry. Let's not just brush past that. I'm in Hot Water constantly, mate, yeah?
Why?
I shower twice a day, bro.
What's going on?
I swear.
All my neighbours can attest.
Yeah, there's some people that walk past.
you just think a manager that works in a comedy club, they're going to be like in a good mood. Quite
was this
quite
a real
chatty.
Comedy club?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, a prestigious,
legitimate comedy.
Prestigious comedy, yeah.
Yeah. But no, manager's terrible.
Why?
Just wasn't funny at all, I think is the main...
Really?
But surely
the manager shouldn't be the funny one. It's up to the comedian.
Well, it helps,
it's
doesn't
up
it?
To the manager to make
builds
me feel
a vibe
welcome.
In the
yeah,
venue.
It does.
Yeah. Spot on. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so
sour. So you did
sour.
A troll shift just looking for laughs and you weren't... Because if that's true, then why were you quiet for the whole thing?
Yeah, well, that's...
And you didn't really speak to anyone.
Well,
and the
actually,
one time you did speak to someone, you've actually really put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, well, I actually spoke to a lot of people there. The manager wasn't even seen.
Because if I remember correctly, you spoke to someone and said that...
Manager wasn't seen. Everyone just kept saying he's probably sat in his office.
Really?
Yeah, looking at fuck puppets.
That's weird.
That sounds like someone I know.
That is weird, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
And if you think that's bang out of order.
Go on.
I do. You know, I do, Ryan.
Don't you hate it when a good friend decides to waste your time?
Oh,
yes.
That is. Recently.
Is that aimed at... That's not...
Could it be you? The past hour and a half?
No.
Could it be you?
Well, I don't know. I'm worried now.
Yeah, do you know what?
It wouldn't be the IMAX segment.
No, I was on a work thing recently, and that's kind of what that's aimed at.
Like a work retreat.
A lot of work-based stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
I'm in the clear.
It sounds toxic.
You're in the clear.
Right, okay.
Am I in the clear?
I've not worked with you for ages.
Am I in the clear? Because
I think he's got clear feelings about you.
Yeah.
Because some of this could be directed at me, but not all of it.
Yeah. It is all about you, though, yeah.
How the fuck? Why?
Sorry, Matt wasted your time.
Yeah.
I wasted your time. Are you
got him down there.
Let him speak.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let him speak.
Let him fucking speak.
All right, sorry, yeah, go on, mate.
It's a nightmare for Ethan as well.
Do you know what would have been easier if I went, Max, you got anything going at the Frog and Bucket? No. End of.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
He's toyed with you, hasn't he? Like an evil fuck puppet master.
Leave it with me.
Do you know what my issue is?
He actually said that he was going to sort you out.
We know what your issue is.
Yeah.
I thought you were better with people than you clearly are.
That is bollocks.
How would you ever think he's good with people?
I know, right?
I'm really good with people.
That's a prank. That's a nasty prank.
You've set your good friend up to fail. Yeah.
You've given him a false job opportunity for a prank, and I'd never do that.
And if that is true, it's because, you know, trial shift. I'm not there to chat to loads of people.
Mate, the job is so easy that a big part of it is just getting on with the people that work there.
Yeah.
And just having good banter with them.
Yeah.
Instead that you said you were good.
Were you briefed on this? You know,
Rob,
you've got a short amount of time here. Don't worry about doing the work. Just concentrate on building relationships.
The manager there sits on the tram just fucking watching clips of movies there and back, shouting at the public when they dare make a noise on public transport.
My worry is that you...
Stinks of dairy.
I've been psyching myself up for this big 8-hour trial shift.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the day of and I'm like, oh no, you're only doing an hour.
An hour?
How am I supposed to
tell
prove
them
myself
don't waste
in an hour?
My
it
takes
time.
An hour to
how
you know,
do you
become comfortable with your surroundings.
I've got to get on with everyone. I've got to make them all laugh. I've got to be 10 out of 10. In an hour?
Yeah.
Can't be done.
And that's how many years of friendship whittled down to an hour?
What, 10? 11?
So I'm
12.
So the other...
Can I just clarify?
Almost 13.
Of course you can.
Almost 13.
Was the job opportunity real?
Didn't like him for the first 2 years.
No.
So no one got the job.
So two people got the job.
Two people got the job.
Do you want to hear a little joke?
Go on. I'd like to have to... It's nice to laugh after such serious
stuff.
It's a shame
your manager didn't have any jokes.
Yeah,
they are a joke.
Because I felt right.
Do you know what? I actually said I don't want to stick around, Ryan.
Ryan's about to tell us a joke.
Oh, yeah. God, here we go. Fucking whoop-de-doo.
What's the difference between Ryan and Pup-Pup?
I don't know.
Nothing. They both get fucked by Max.
Yeah. Yeah, I love comedy.
Is that... You know what? That's like what's his name?
It's not even a joke, is it?
It's not a joke. It's just harsh truth.
That is the harsh truth. Joy, you're bang on, mate.
Yeah. So
you're bang out.
You know what's the difference between Pup-Pup and Ryan?
Go on.
Pup-Pup's good with people and he's good at his job.
Get out.
What's his job?
Yeah. Just being a puppet.
It's a bit harsh, man.
Yeah? You can't follow up his joke like that.
Fucking a little fuck puppet.
It's basically the same joke.
It's not. I changed it a little bit.
I've got the degree in comedy.
Yeah, he does, to be fair. You don't. You're not even qualified to be here on a comedy podcast.
Right, you know what? Fuck both of you.
Yeah.
And not as much.
Yeah. Just watch yourself, mate, yeah?
You have disappointed me, though.
How?
If even half of this is true, that does not reflect well
on
me.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck this podcast.
I don't think you've ever reflected well.
Mm. Are you kidding? On a spoon? Yeah. Back of a spoon? Fucking. And do you know what, Ryan?
Yeah.
Quite a distorted image.
You know what? Next week, yeah?
What?
You can sit here and you can do this job. And watch you fail at another job that I get you.
Okay.
Watch you fail at another job I fucking get you.
Do you know what? Yeah. We'll give you more than an hour to do it as well.
Wait, really? Yeah. By the end of it, you'll be fucking... You'll be wanting to shoot yourself, mate. You'll be going, I fucking made a big mistake here.
Can't fork out 12 quid or whatever it was.
Fucking minimum wage. Less than minimum wage for this.
I got Max a job once handing out glow sticks at a nightclub. That was a big mistake as well.
Oh, I fucking really did well then.
Thought they were strawberry laces.
They were green. Raw strawberry.
Z and nerd.
I thought they were raw strawberries.
These need cooking.
Green strawberries.
These need cooking. You haven't cooked these, Tom, you idiot. I'm gonna have raw strawberry laces.
Green strawberries are really fun, actually. So,
yeah, see you, pal. Not pal.
Well done for standing up for yourself,
yeah,
Ryan.
Thank you. I feel a lot
better. Never do
that
to me, though.
Mm. No. God, I'll save that for the diss track.
Oh yeah, God.
Yeah.
October this year, live.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to book that in, don't we?
Are we in Morocco?
Maybe we'll do it live in Morocco.
Yeah, I look forward
to that.
Good idea. Yeah, that should be good.
Will
yeah.
Max be there?
Doubt it. I'd forget about Max. Mm. That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, one door closes and it stays shut. See you later, idiot. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no,
last,
I did.
The last
did.
Few minutes, really, really enjoyed now. That.
It's very rare I get to see you stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You normally fold like a pack of cards, but yeah. I'm quite proud of you there. You
used
to
talk.
I was passionate.
Yeah.
Passionate.
You okay, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, I'm just telling that creepy man to...
Ooh, oh, there is a creepy man. A creepy set of eyebrows.
Some hairy bloke. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you very much. Sorry, I'm a little bit shaken because of him storming off. Thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
The new co-host of the podcast, Ryan, that is.
Wow. Mm. Thanks, guys.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
And the man behind the desk, Ethan James.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Aye.
Maybe one day you'll be in Ryan's chair and I'll get to tickle you whilst you talk.
Oh, we can only dream, eh?
And thank you, Stephen.
Still having that dream.
Well, yeah. A wet dream.